coming up on episode number 1163. Two cover stories for you today. A big one and a slightly smaller cover story after that. Celebrating birthdays of a couple of artists who were huge in the late 80s and 90s. These go together so well, surprisingly. Evan Dando is 50, turning 50 this week. Lead singer of the Lemonheads, but also a great solo artist and collaborator. God, does so much work with other artists like Juliana Hatfield and Sabrina Brooke. So we're going to be paying tribute to Evan Dando, as well as Terrence Trent D'Arby, an underappreciated and underrated vocalist. The guy had such an amazing range to his voice and just kind of got lumped into that pop R&B shell really early on. Well, we're going to break out of that shell and let you listen to some of his other songs, his covers, as well as people covering him. It's the Lemonheads and Terrence Trent D'Arby. Welcome to the 90s. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of Coverville for Wednesday, March 8th, 2017. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, another cover story double shot. Should be two for Tuesdays, right? We should do that. The old radio station staple, two for Tuesdays. No, it's two. It's two cover stories for you. And we're going to be listening to the music of Terrence Trent D'Arby later on in the show via the magic of cover songs. But before we do that, we're going to do some Lemonheads. Let's get to the Lemonheads. And probably the thing that most people know by the Lemonheads most recently, I should say, is their contribution to a Schoolhouse Rock tribute album that came out in 1996. It was called Schoolhouse Rock Rocks and had a bunch of covers of the songs that you would hear as these little inserts and interstitials that you'd hear, you'd see between the cartoons every Saturday morning. That's where the I'm Just a Bill came from and Conjunction Junction and stuff like that. There was a mix of politics, science, and language. And one math, right? I guess the math and the science were kind of combined. I think they lumped those together. Well, this one comes from that. This one is from that math subject, that math subdivision of the Schoolhouse Rock series. This is performed by the Lemonheads, but you'll probably recognize it because it was played ad infinitum during car commercials over the last 6 months. You're going to recognize it as soon as the music kicks in. Here are the Lemonheads and their cover of My Hero Zero.
Zero?
Yeah. Zero is a wonderful thing. In fact, Zero is my hero.
How can Zero be a hero?
Well, there are all kinds of heroes. You know, a man can get to be a hero for a famous battle he fought or by studying very hard and becoming a weightless astronaut.
Wow.
And then there are heroes of other sorts, like the heroes, you know, from watching sports.
Oh.
But a hero doesn't have to be a grown-up person, you know. A hero can be a very big dog who comes to your rescue. Or a very little child who's smart enough to know what to do. But let me tell you about my favorite hero. My hero, Zero. Such a funny little hero. But till you came along, we counted on our fingers and toes. Now you're here to stay. And nobody really.
Represents nothing at all.
But place a zero after one, and you got yourself a 10.
See how important that is.
When you run out of digits, you start all over again.
See how convenient that is.
That's why with only 10 digits, including. including zero. You could count as high as you could ever go, forever towards infinity. No one ever gets there, but you can try. 10 billion zeros, from the caveman to the weirdos who invented you. They counted on their fingers and toes.
Or maybe some sticks and stones?
Rocks and bones.
Their neighbor's toes? Yeah, yeah. And nobody really knows how wonderful you are. Or you can never reach a star without you.
Smile, digital dial. I hate your every bolt and screw.
that you want.
If I was the fridge, would you open the door? If I was the grass, would you mow your lawn? If I was your body, would you still wear clothes? If I was a booger, would you blow your nose? Where would you keep it? Would you eat it? I'm just trying to give myself a reason for being around. If I was a front porch swing, would you let me hang? If I was a dance floor, would you shake your thing? If I was a rubber check, would you let me bounce? Up and down inside your bank account. Would you trust me not to break you? I'm just trying really hard to make you notice me being around. If I was a haircut, would you wear a hat? If I was a maid, could I clean your flat? If I was the carpet, would you wipe your feet? In time to save me from mud off the street. If you like me, if you love me, would you get down on your knees and scrub me? I'm a little grubby from just being around. I'm a little grubby from just being around.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell? Goodbye.
from their collection Favorite Spanish Dishes. That's the Lemonheads covering, well, a song that was covered by a favorite Spanish dish, Linda Ronstadt. Now, she covered that as well with the Stone Ponies, originally done by the Greenbrier Boys. That is a different drum. I want to say that Mike Nesmith wrote that song when he was part of the Greenbrier Boys, but he performed it. No, I think he performed it with them and then did a solo version, and then Linda Ronstadt covered it as well. And right there, you heard the Lemonheads cover it. Different Drum by the Lemonheads. Before that, Courtney Barnett, Australian deadpan singer Courtney Barnett, with a cover of Being Around. That one she recorded for a special live session. Great version by her. And if you haven't checked out her 2014 album, I believe, Sometimes I Just Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit, I think that's the name of it. She had that song Pedestrian at Best, which is really, really good. And again, check these all out if you haven't heard them before. They're fantastic. Courtney Barnett and her cover of the Lemonheads' Being Around. Dirty Robot by the Lemonheads. Now, originally done by Arling and Cameron, they included that on their cover album, which was called Varsions. But that doesn't feature Evan Dando on vocals. It features supermodel Kate Moss singing her way through that one. Claire Mell right before that with a very garage rock version of Anyway, that one from a compilation called No Idea 100, Redefining Music, came out in 2001, features a lot of great covers on there, including covers of Jackson. I'm trying to remember what else is on there. It's a really good compilation. Should check that out. Say that a lot, don't I? Lemonheads at the top of that set with their contribution to the Schoolhouse Rock Rocks tribute from 1996, their cover of My Hero Zero. And how many of you went out and bought a car while you were listening to that one? No? Okay, just me. Let's get to the next set here, and a tune that Evan Dando contributed to the Empire Records soundtrack, originally done by Big Star. This is one of my favorite songs. Actually, it's one of my it's certainly my favorite Big Star song because it's just so sweet. Here is The Ballad of El Gudo.
Years ago, my heart was set to live. Whoa. And I've been trying hard against unbelievable odds. Gets so hard at times like now to hold on. The guns, they wait to be stuck by. And at my side is God. And there ain't no one going to turn me. There ain't no one going to turn me around. People around you tell you that they know the places they've been to, and it's easy to go. They'll zip you up and dress you down, stand you in a row. You know you don't have to, you can just say no. And there ain't no one going to turn me around. There ain't no one going to turn. Built up and trusted, broke down and busted. They'll get theirs and we'll get ours. If you can just to hold on, hold. Oh,
years ago my heart was set to live. Oh, and I've been trying hard against strong odds. It's so hard at times like now to hold on. Gonna fall if I don't fight that my side is God. And there ain't no one gonna turn me around. There ain't no one gonna turn me around. There ain't no one gonna turn me around. There ain't no one gonna turn.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
I walked in town on silver spurs that jingled to a song I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time, and I will give to you summer wine. Ooh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
My eyes grew heavy, my lips, they could not speak. I tried to get up, but I couldn't find my feet. She reassured me with an unfamiliar line, and then she gave to me summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine.
If the cellar door's open, You're gone. just what you saw.
Kirsty MacColl joined by Evan Dando for a cover of the Lou Reed song Perfect Day. That one included on Kirsty MacColl's Best Of album that came out in 2005. We miss the late, great Kirsty MacColl. Such a unique voice and such a unique presence in all the songs that she was part of, whether it was a Kirsty solo song or joining the Pogues for Fairy Tale of New York. There's so many great Kirsty MacColl tunes, and that's another one right there. Lobella, right before that, with a cover of It's a Shame About Ray, that one from the Beautifully Undone Songs I Wish I'd Written album, covering the Lemonheads. That one came out back in 2011. Evan Dando and Sabrina Brooke brought us Summer Wine, originally by Lee Hazelwood, but yeah, that's one of those songs that gets covered a lot as a standard. I think somebody had suggested there was a Frank Sinatra and somebody version of that song out there as well. Lots of them. Lots of covers out there. There was a tribute album in 2002 called Total Lee, The Songs of Lee Hazelwood. Totally. On which you could find that track right there by Evan Dando and Sabrina Brooke. And The Battle of El Gudo. Evan Dando covered it for Empire Records, song originally done by Big Star. Let's get to one more set of Evan Dando, and I think it's time to bring in some of the weird Evan Dando covers. There are plenty. There's too many for me even include in one set, but we've got a couple of them in this one, and you're going to get to hear his weird falsetto vibrato that he does, that he pulls out every once in a while. This one, not so weird. It's a cover of ABBA, Knowing Me, Knowing You, from the ABBA tribute, the 25th anniversary celebration. Here's Evan Dando.
No more carefree laughter, silence ever after. Walking through an empty room, tears in my eyes. This is where the story ends, this is goodbye. Knowing me, knowing you, there is nothing we can do. Knowing me, knowing you, we just have to face it this time. We're through. Breaking up is never easy, I know, but I have to go. Knowing me, knowing you, it's the best I can do. Play. Now it's only emptiness, nothing to say. Knowing me, knowing you, there's nothing we can do. Knowing me, knowing you, we just have to face it this time. We're through. Breaking up is never easy, I know, but I had to go. Knowing me, knowing you, it's the best we can do.
Okay, here we are at the Acoustic Triple J Sessions. I'm Evan Dando, and this is my friend
Tom
Morgan. He's a Pisces. I'm a Pisces, too. And we're going to do a little number for you, originally by Tom Waits.
John
and it's called I am not missing you. Here we go.
Forever. just wanna fly. Lately, did you feel the pain in the morning rain as it soaks you to the bone? Was $1,000 wedding supposed to be held the other day? And with all the invitations sent, the young bride went away. When the groom saw people passing notes, not unusual, he might say, oh, but where are the flowers for my baby? I'd even like to see her mean old mama. And why ain't there a funeral if you're gonna act that way? Supposed to be a funeral. It's been a bad, bad day. I hate to tell you how we acted when the news arrived. It took some friends out drinking, and it's lucky they survived. But I told them everything there was to tell. They're a long way. And he felt so bad when he saw the traces of old lies still on their faces. Why don't someone here just spike his drink? Why don't you do him in some old way? Supposed to be a funeral. It's been a bad, bad day. Reverend Dr. William Grace was talking to the crowd, all about the sweet child's holy face and the saints who sung out loud. Well, they swore fiercest beasts could all be put to sleep the same silly way. Oh, but where are the flowers for the girl? She only knew she loved the world. And why ain't there one lonely horn? Sad note to play. Supposed to be a funeral. It's been a bad, bad day. Oh, supposed to be a funeral. It's been a bad, bad day.
Evan Dando, with little help from his former Lemonheads partner, Juliana Hatfield, for a tribute to Gram Parsons called Return of the Grievous Angel. Came out in 1999, featured a bunch of different artists doing covers of Gram Parsons tunes, including that one, $1,000 Wedding. Before that, Evan Dando solo with a cover of Oasis's Live Forever, that one from the It's All True compilation. Evan Dando and Tom Morgan, another collaborator on that first album, the It's a Shame About Ray album by the Lemonheads. Right from that time period, right around 1992, they jumped into the Triple J radio session and recorded that version right there of Tom Waits, I am not missing you at all. No, it's John Waits missing you. I guess step one, doing a cover, learn the name of the song you're doing and who originally did it. Before that, Evan Dando, top of that last set there, Knowing Me, Knowing You by ABBA from the 25th anniversary celebration tribute album that also came out in 1999. All right, we're wrapping it up there for Evan Dando. We're going to move over to Terrence Trent D'Arby in just a moment. But before we do that, let's tell you about the sponsor for this episode of Coverville. That sponsor is Amazon, and the Amazon's got you covered. Coverville Citizen Purchase of the Week. You know, it's not so much a purchase as it's a deal you can get. You're probably like me, you know, you like the occasional video game, right? You know, maybe you picked up a Switch, or you're enjoying your time with your PS4 or your PSVR or your Xbox One. These things are, I imagine there's going to be a section of the audience that this is just Greek to, but you do like your video games probably, and you like to save money when you buy those video games. That's why it's so darn expensive when you want to be on the cutting edge getting new games. Well, if you're a member of Amazon Prime, then you get discounts automatically when you buy your brand new video games on Amazon. And here's what's really cool. You order them and you can have them in your hands on the day that they're released for 20% off just for being a Prime customer. Yeah, what you do is sign up for Amazon Prime, and then any new release video game titles you buy are going to be 20% off. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to start by going to coverville.com and clicking on the link for Amazon, any of the links in the show notes or the banner on the page. When you get to Amazon, sign up for a Prime account. Not only does it give you 20% off on video games, it gets you free shipping or $3.99 overnight shipping, and all these great discounts that you get, like I said, on new release video games. You also get access to Amazon Prime Video, so you get a whole extra video library, kind of like you do with Netflix, but with Amazon stuff. And there's different stuff on Amazon than there are in Netflix or Hulu or any of those. So check it out. Go to coverville.com, click on an Amazon banner, go to Amazon, and anything you put into your cart and purchase at that point sends a little kickback money here to Coverville, which we appreciate. That stuff just goes right back into the show. It's Amazon and the Amazon Coverville Citizen Purchase of the Week, just one of the many ways that shows that Amazon's got you covered. Womp. Okay. I tried to cut it right there and it didn't quite work. That's all right. I think we can live with that. Let's go over to Terrence Trent D'Arby. Terrence Trent D'Arby, 5 years older than Evan Dando, turning 55 this week. Of course, you remember stuff like Sign Your Name and the Introducing the Hardline, according to Terrence Trent D'Arby. So many great recordings, and the guy has an incredible voice, an incredible vocal range, and wish he would have gotten more attention for the great stuff he was doing. For a while, he was one of the substitute lead singers for INXS after Michael Hutchins passed away. Let's get to some covers of and by Terrence Trent D'Arby. Starting off with this one, probably the hit that made us all stand up and take notice of this new guy named Terrence. This one came out in 2010, recording by Jason Spooner for the Sea Monster album. Here is Wishing Well.
Quickly but loudly, I bells ring, yeah. Wish me love a wishing well, a kiss and tell, a wishing well, a butterfly tear, yeah. Wish me love a wishing well, a kiss and tell, a wishing well, a crocodile cheers.
that delicately drew, delicately planned, delicate like bees, delicate like a dye, that's delicately breathe, delicate like you. Like fingers on your bracelet, delicate like bracelet on your arm, delicate like sphere arms around me, delicate like being at top of you. Delicate like words, delicate how time so delicately runs and delicately dies. Delicate how I so delicately breathe. Delicate like you, my dear. Delicate like me, my love. Delicate like you and delicate like me and delicate like.
Man unseen, you don't think life comes in between. But hey, she's just 17. She feels like she's a worldly girl. But man, you've been around the world. She's just some worried daddy's girl. Even though there's nothing I can say to cheat you and nature anyway, let her down easy, her heart is on a dime. Let her down easy and she'll grow up in time. In her strawberry eyes, the way she sees you signifies that she's susceptible to your velvet lies. But if you must lay it down, may your butterscotch glow be her dressing gown. Please do not lead her on when you leave town. Even though there's nothing I can say to cheat you and nature anyway, let her down easy, her heart is on the line. Let her down easy and you will grow up in time. She's a woman now with a daughter to make her proud in her crayon world of paper clouds. She still remembers you, the first boy that she gave it to, and she laughs at how little then she knew. Even though there's nothing I can say to cheat you and nature anyway, let her down easy, her heart is on a dime. Let her down easy, and she'll grow up in time.
Late George Michael, still just love listening to that guy's voice. That is from his Symphonica album, a cover of a song by Terence Trent D'Arby. It's so perfectly suited to George Michael's voice that you'd probably, you know, you'd be forgiven for thinking it's a George Michael song. Let Her Down Easy, from that album from 2014. Magnifica with a cover of Delicate, covering Terence Trent D'Arby. Now, if you really want to blow your mind and you're not familiar with the original version of Delicate, look it up right now. Pause the show, I'll wait, go listen to the original version of Delicate, and then compare it to that electro swing version that I just played. It is such an amazing comparison that, again, almost sounds like a completely different song. It's absolutely spectacular. The Ultra Bimboos, that's really what their band is called, The Ultra Bimboos, with a cover of He Kissed Me, a cover of the song by Terence Trent D'Arby called She Kissed Me from Symphony or Dam. That one came out in 2015 from their album We Can Stop Whenever We Want, and it's a great, again, garage rock sounding cover of that tune. Jason Spooner at the top of that set with a cover of Wishing Well, that one from his 2010 album Sea Monster. Just a couple more songs to go. We're going to do a little short set here because it worked out that way. The other song that you're probably waiting for me to play a cover of by Terence Trent D'Arby is this one right here, performed by Matthew Bore from his album My Favorite Tunes. Here is Sign Your Name.
Someone who relies on you. We started out as friends, but the thought of you just caves me in. The symptoms are so deep, it's so much too late to turn away. We started out as friends. Sign a name across my heart, I want you to be my baby. Sign a name across my heart, I want you to be my lady. Time, I'm sure, will bring disappointments in so many things. It seems to be the way when you're gambling cards on love you play. I drive a flies in me arise slowly. to our dictates. Slowly we make love. Sign a name across my heart. I want you to be my baby. Sign a name across my heart. I want you to be my lady. Sign a name across my heart. I want you to be my baby. Sign a name across my heart. I want you to be my lady.
Carry on. It's been a long, 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 long.
There you go. There's that amazing voice right there. Terrence Trent D'Arby, backed up by Booker T and the MGs with a cover of Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come. That one included as a bonus track on the very best of Terrence Trent D'Arby called Do You Love Me Like You Say? And if you don't own any Terrence Trent D'Arby, that is a fantastic place to start, because, of course, it's got Wishing Well and Sign Your Name and She Kissed Me, and then a lot of those other tracks that really showcase his voice but maybe weren't big singles here in the U.S. Amazing, amazing voice on Terrence Trent D'Arby. Before that, Matthew Bore with a cover of Sign Your Name, that one from his 2013 album, My Favorite Tunes. And that seems like a great way to close out this episode of Coverville right there. I want to thank you for listening. It's awesome that you are here and supporting the show and listening and sending in your ideas, your requests, your suggestions. But it's also awesome to welcome a brand new couple of patrons who went to patreon.com/coverville. Thank you so much for doing that. I want to thank Jeffrey B. for becoming a new Patreon, and Matt, who did not leave a last name or initial, so I'm just going to say Matt. Oh, looks like Chris V also became a patron in the last 7 days as well. So look at you guys. You guys are all awesome. Thank you so much for supporting the show. And that money goes right into production of Coverville. So there's no better way to make sure that this show keeps happening and maintains its high level of quality and factual informational delivery than to support by Patreon. That's again patreon.com/coverville. We're going to be back next week with another edition of Coverville. If you want to get in touch with me before then, of course, it's requests@coverville.com. The phone number to use is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Or visit coverville.com for everything else. Use that Amazon link and make sure to visit my other sponsors, one of which you'll be hearing in next week's episode. Another one of which you'll be hearing next week's episode. All right, that is going to do it. Like I said, we'll have another episode next Wednesday at this time. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear so many great podcasts, you'll think they came out of a wishing well.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.